Blog Talk Radio.
MikeSpirit.fm. Good morning and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann and Sarah May. The airwaves are now open and these respected UK Sky Television psychics will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette and Sarah now, 7602-834-611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for, please welcome Jeanette Ann and Sarah May.
Sarah May here, and I have alongside me my lovely co-host Jeanette Coombe. And another week's gone, weekend's gone, and it's mad Monday morning here. I've been running around trying to get my kiddies sorted, as you do as a mommy in the morning. And Jeanette's been frantically trying to go on the internet, haven't you, Jeanette?
Yeah, I've certainly been doing that, Sarah. Good morning to all our listeners out there. It's been one of those crazy kind of mornings when all technical things decide not to work just when you really need them to. So for the last 20 minutes, I've been running around trying to reboot things and trying to get things back up. But within the last minute of the show, things decided to work. So it's a big hooray on that one.
Well, there you go. I think we've got our angels looking after us today, Jeanette, haven't we?
I think we really have.
Well, you know, it's the all-important numbers there. If you're dialing from America, you get a free call because it's an American telephone line. If you're dialing prefix 001, then obviously you do need to pay for that call. But any of you avid Skypers out there, just click on the link and you will get a free Skype call. You will get through to our fantastic producer, Rob, who is actually in America. And be kind to him. He does his best there. And sometimes the system gets crammed with calls. And if you could just bear with us, we will get to you as soon as we can. We're going to sort of have a meditation this morning, which Jeanette is going to start off for us, which is a nice way of us starting the show. Relax us, because I think we need it. And I know that will calm us all down. Then I'll deliver something after that. And then we will open the lines to calls. We have a little bit of music. And we're just going to leave it open and see how we go today. We're leaving ourselves in the hands of the gods. So, Jeanette, so what are you going to do with us today?
Yeah, well, I thought it would be very nice for our listeners to maybe have the opportunity to try to get in touch with their guides, okay? Because the most asked question I normally get when I'm working is, how do I know who my guide is? How do I get in touch with my guides? And I had that, because I've been very busy over the weekend, I had that question asked to me several times. And I said, you know what, when I go on to the show today, I'm going to try and help our listeners to get in touch with their own personal spirit guides. So I thought what we do today is just take them on a little guided meditation, and we're going to ask their guides to come forward. So I know that there's going to be a lot of our listeners out there who's going to appreciate that, especially all the lovely, psychics and spiritualist people who are starting on this journey but are not sure how to go about getting in touch and getting the connection going. So today's guided meditation is only going to just be a little short one, but what you can do at home is practice this every day. And I do feel that that will make a difference. With the grounding, I feel that you should be doing that every day, at least twice a day, because it actually helps you to stay centered, and it actually helps you to connect with your inner self and your guides. But, you know, for this morning, I thought we could do this. And then, obviously, the listeners have got the opportunity to go back to Blog Talk and listen to this time and time again, just to connect with their guides and to go through this, if you like, time and time again, to help them reconnect, keep the connection going, to help them, you know, to link in on a very higher spiritual level. Okay. Now then, and I really do think that Sarah is going to do the Violet Flame after I finish, so it's going to be a fantastic, just a fantastic interlude this morning that will help people. So if you're ready, Sarah, I think I'm going to start this off now so that everyone out there can just get themselves in the right zone to enjoy the rest of the show. But before I start, I'd just like to say to the people out there, Happy Father's Day for yesterday. Some people will feel the sadness if their fathers have passed into spirit. Some people will have had a lovely day with their dads that are on this level. But I would just like to send out love to everyone for yesterday. Okay, then. No, I'm going to start this down now, Sarah, okay?
Okay, darling.
Right. Now then, what I want everyone to do is just get very, very comfortable. Sit upright, not laying down, just sitting up, you know, so that you feel comfortable. Please put your hands on your knees and your feet to the ground. And, you know, it always is better if you're sitting upright rather than laying down. Okay, so what we're going to actually do now is just allow you to open all those chakras and get you in that thing where you really need to be. Okay, now, just let's imagine that there's a ball of bright light above your head, and this beautiful bright light is coming down, right down through. It's opening up your crown chakra. This wonderful light is coming down. It's going into your third eye chakra, coming right down into your throat chakra, down through, down into your heart chakra, all the way down your hands, into your fingers, and right up through your arms and down into your solar plex. This beautiful light is giving you healing, and it's giving you energy, and it's helping you focus on your day. And this beautiful light is really going down through all your chakras, down to the base chakra, down your legs. And as you're there, you can feel the vines of the earth wrapping around you. But before you come back from being grounded, I want to take you on a little journey. We're walking together, you and I. We're walking through a beautiful field. And as we're on the field, we can see someone coming towards us in the distance. And this beautiful figure is walking towards us. And as you're in this lovely field, you look around you and you can see all fantastic, beautiful flowers, poppies, lilies, roses, all around you. You're surrounded in this most beautiful space. And as you look into the distance, you can see this lovely gentleman or lady coming towards you. And you smile at them and they introduce themselves to you. And now you know the name of the person that's coming towards you. And as you stand there, you talk to them and you can feel that their guidance and their love has always been with you, helping you, you know, giving you that inner core strength to go through your day, especially if you've had difficult times or you've had a bereavement or a separation. You now can see that person who has been helping you all of your life to be the person that you are. And as you walk out of the field and you walk back down through, you're waving at this person, but you know who this person is, and you know that this person is your guide. And as you come back to me now from this beautiful place that you've just been, you are now feeling grounded, balanced, and ready to work spiritually and psychically today, knowing that your guide is with you. You have that person in your mind. You also have a name for that person. And you are, for the first time today, connected with your own guide. And I'm going to pass you over to Sarah now, because she's going to help you with the Violet Flame.
That was it. Absolutely beautiful, Jeanette. You calm me down. And walking with our guides, I know that they're around us when we work psychically, clairvoyantly, mediumistically. Our guides are around us, but we do take that for granted quite a lot. I mean, I do, because we live our human life. And to actually go on a lovely meditation like that and go and meet your guide. I hope all of you found somebody really special there. You may have found a family member. Don't sort of turn away and think, oh, well, that was my dad or my mum or my nan. Maybe they're guiding you. Some of us have our family members guiding us. I know I do. At this point, I would like you to shake the hand of the person that's with you and thank them for being with you. Enjoy that beautiful, loving energy. And what we'll do is we'll imagine ourselves standing in the grass barefoot. We have no shoes on. It's a bright, breezy summer day. It's lovely and sunny. You may hear the birds singing. You may smell the nature. You may smell the grass. And above you, rising and coming down, is a beautiful, beautiful violet flame. Like the flame from a highly lit candle. The candle is purple. And as you look from the bottom of the candlestick and raise upwards, you see that this flame is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We're going to call down the violet flame to cleanse us, uplift us, clear us. And this violet flame is coming down, falling around you, falling down through your crown, your third eye, your eyes, your ears, your nose, your shoulders. Falling down, down through your heart, down through your arms, your hands, and out through your fingers. This violet flame is coming down, down through your solar, down through your spleen. It's coming down, down through your base, down through your legs and your knees, and down through your ankles and your feet, reaching down and through the soles of your feet, the true soul of you, which is connecting with nature. And this violet flame is covering down into the ground, rooting and spreading throughout the countries, the lands, the universe, and coming back round in one big circle, connecting in unanimously with each and every species that we have. Okay, if you want to bring yourselves to. That was absolutely lovely. And I think we needed that this morning. I did.
I really do feel I needed that this morning because, every day in the morning for about, even if it's just for 5 minutes, you feel so much better if you just sit there and allow that light to come down through you, because that will really kind of balance all your chakras and it will actually keep you grounded and centered for the day. So that, I think, is a wonderful way to start a Monday morning if you're in the UK. And if you're in America and it's late at night, it's a wonderful way to unwind after a Sunday, a busy, hectic Sunday, Father's Day for you all up there. But yes, we have had some lovely feedback, Sarah, to our lovely things that we do. A lot of people really enjoy them, and we have been having some fabulous feedback on our Facebook page, which is Guiding Light. So if you'd like to become a member, just click the light, find us there, Guiding Light. It's a spiritual page. We have also not only myself and Sarah on there, but we do have some other lovely, well-respected psychics and mediums in the UK and America giving their thoughts and comments. So it is well worth coming in, liking our page, and really being a part of the Guiding Lights. So basically what we are actually trying to do is to give you a little bit of some interesting topics on the show, and also to answer calls. If there's any calls out there, we'd like to answer those calls as well. But what we're really aiming to do is just to give you some interesting topics so that you can start to develop your own inner core abilities and energies. Right, okay, we have got a caller waiting on the line, and this caller is from Area 207. So if you like, Sarah, I'll take this first call.
Yeah.
Okay, my love, and we'd like to say hello to caller 207.
Hi, good morning. My name is Tom.
Good morning to you, Tom. My name is Jeanette Ann, and I'm one of the psychic mediums and co-host on Guiding Lights. It's lovely connecting with you. How can I help you today, my love?
Well, my family and I and our pets have to move residence, and we have to do this rather quickly. I'd like to know if you see us getting the home that we need in a peaceful setting.
Okay, bless. Okay. Well, instantly I'm drawn to somewhere around you, okay, where there's a lot of green. Okay, I really do feel that you're going to be going to an area where I feel is quite rural, okay, and there does seem to be a lot of green around you. But also, I do feel that this area is going to be quite close to water, so this is either going to be a beach or river, because I do feel that there's going to be that kind of a feel around you. I'm also drawn to you really wanting security now, Tom.
Yes.
I feel over the last 10 possibly 11 weeks there's been a lot going on actually with you on a personal level, and it seems to be a very heavy duty, emotionally draining time for you and your family. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes, I do.
Mm. And I do feel what's actually missing in your life right now is that sense of positivity and that things are going to be okay. But what I would like you to do today is just focus on all the good things that you've learned from this bad experience, because as a family, I feel that you've stayed strong together. And I do feel that you are going to get this place that you want. I do see a new beginning coming in for you. I've also got a lady who comes through to you from spirit. And I feel that this is a grandmother link with this lady. Now then, Tom, can you take a lady, please, who was a little bit short. She wasn't a big lady, but she was very warm as a person. She was always very giving and very caring. Do you understand that, my love?
She was short with a loud voice.
Yes. So do you understand? Very warm, very giving.
Yes, very much so.
Okay, because she has been with you over the last few weeks trying to give you some inspirational ideas, because I feel if she was on this side of life, she would have been the first one who would have wanted to help you get things sorted out, Tom. But her energy is around you. And I've got a Martha or a Martine around you as well. That's a connection to this lady. Do you understand those names, please?
I'll hold on to those Martha, Mary, Margaret. Off the top of my head, I can't think right now.
Okay, well, hold on to those names, because I do see a connection to those names around you. Your grandmother is bringing you in lots of love and emotional support, and she's telling me that financially things have been very, very difficult for you, and that you are really embarking on a new journey. You're not really sure where this journey is going to take you, but I feel that she's guiding you in the direction that you need to be going into. She wants you to have that security that you've been looking for. You are going to get that, even though everything is a little bit out of balance. She's telling you just to have that core inner strength that you will find within yourself. She's telling you that she will love you endlessly. So I've got an abundance of love coming in for this lady. And she is saying that within 2 months, you are going to be in a situation where you feel more comfortable. So it's about the shock that you've had around you, and it's about focusing on that in a positive way to get yourself in a place where you need to be. And she's also making me aware that there's going to be 2 choices for you, please. Okay, so there is going to be 2 choices coming in for you within the next 2 months. So this is a very important time for you, but you are going to get the balance that you're looking for. I have got the Temperance Angel here for you as well. So that's bringing in harmony and balance back into your life. Emotionally, I feel that you've been a little bit out of sorts. feeling a little bit exhausted, overwhelmed and exasperated with everything.
Yes,
my love. Well, she's aware of that, okay? I feel that you're not resting properly because I'm exhausted, so I don't feel you're sleeping properly. But she is trying to bring in that feeling for you that things are going to start improving and turning around for you in a very positive way. She's also making me aware of Archangel Michael, to be calling upon him to help you as well. So it's a case of she's trying to say, yes, I know that you are going through these things, but don't worry because, you know, there is a help, there is light at the end of the tunnel. 2 months is going to be a turning point for you, and you are going to be placed somewhere where you're going to be feeling very happy. And thank you for connecting with me today, but I'm going to pass you over to Sarah to see what else she's picking up on this one. But thank you very much, my love.
Okay. Thank you.
Good morning, Tom. Hello, darling.
Good morning.
You're speaking to Sarah here.
Yes, Sarah.
As I'm linking in with you, I'm feeling quite a lot of emotion. And I'm wondering if I was with you this morning before you'd even connected in with the show, because I feel a lot of tears around you, Tom, okay? Overwhelming sense of emotion. Now, this could be a lady who's very close to you on the earth plane, okay? Because I just feel like somebody wants to come around her and put their arms around her, okay? I did get a 7 around you as well. So I get a sense that 7 will be on a door for you, okay? I do see the green and the fields. Can you resonate with Illinois at all, Tom? I don't know where you are, but do you have any family or anybody in the Illinois area?
No, not in Illinois, no.
Is it anywhere near where you are?
Illinois, no.
No. Could you just take that then? Because there'll be something connected with this Illinois. Or you
okay.
may find something out about family in the past, okay? Does somebody make bread, Tom, around you? Bread maker, baker, something like that?
No.
Okay. Is this grandma lady that I've got in spirit? Because
yes,
I can smell
yes,
fresh
she
bread.
She was
Thank
a baker.
You. There you go, darling.
Yes.
I saw the bread being made. I smelt the bread. I really wanted to eat it. There's nothing better than fresh bread. And it's almost like she's putting all the ingredients in and she's baking you this loaf, especially for you. And this is spiritual food. It's comfort food for you, but it's given with love. Okay. I feel that Jeanette was giving you 3 weeks around a situation coming in where there's change for you. And what I want to say to you is there's going to be a mad panic, all right? Everybody's going to be running around and you're not going to be knowing where you're going or what you're doing. And there's going to be a feeling of feeling really lost. I know you're feeling like this at the moment, but I feel there's going to be scattered and running, okay? But I do feel that I want to calm you down because what I want to say to you is where you're going is very peaceful, okay? Because around you there's been trouble. Do you understand this, Tom?
Yes.
People. I feel nastiness, trouble, and almost like this wouldn't be your choice, but you're having to do this. Okay, and I feel that when you move, there's going to be a Michael around you, or is there a Michael around you now?
Not yet.
Right. There's a neighbour, and I have a Michael. And what I want to say to you is very helpful man. I feel he's probably in his 50s, and he will be very kind and make you feel very welcome. Okay.
Okay.
Is there a Louise around you anywhere, Tom? Louise. Is it somebody's
no.
middle name or Lou? Somebody Lou?
No, Louise. Louisa.
Louisa. That'll be it. I just missed the A. Is Louisa in spirit or is she here?
Louisa? No, she's a troublesome neighbour.
Oh, that's the person that I've been talking about then, because I was just telling you that somebody was being nasty. So they've obviously given me the name of the lady it concerned, yeah? It feels like prison at the moment with you, okay? And it feels a little bit scary. But I do know that you will be delivered quickly into something that will be very good for you, Okay. And I just want you to hold on to that and believe that. And this nan in spirit who's cooking this bread has got some sort of a cross or a chain. A chain with a cross on it, or maybe a rosary or something like that.
That could be, yes.
Okay. So that's just evidential of what she's got. And she's given you the rosary to keep you safe. Okay. All right. Is there a cat around you, Tom?
Cat? Yeah, I just had a cat on my lap.
Sorry about that. I just put him in the window.
I just put him in the window because his tail was wet.
So you're worried about the cat, though? You know,
Well, while you were doing the meditation, he just got sick. He just threw up. He ate something bad.
Okay, because I just got worried around the cat. And I do think this is a really special cat. It's quite spiritual. Okay?
Yes.
So cat is almost like territorial as well. I feel like it tracks around your home, around the boundaries of your home. I think cats do that anyway. But it's almost like it's quite a territorial cat. So spiritually, I feel it's protecting you.
He's an indoor-outdoor cat, yes.
Yeah. And I do want to give you the name Robert as well, Tom. Robert, or Bob.
We call him Bob as a short name. His name is Junior, but we call him Bob.
Oh, it's Bob then. Because I get the name and then I see the different elements of how you can have a name like Elizabeth is Bet or Betty or Beth. So I got the Robert, which led me to say Bob. So that's your cat's name. That tells you that spirit are all around you, sweetheart. And I know at this moment in time that you are megally stressed out. Is there a lady connected with you, a wife or a girlfriend there?
Are we connected to my wife?
You've got a wife there, have you?
Yes, I do.
Right, this is the lady that's been shedding the tears. Okay? And what I will say to you is she has a father figure around her who is keeping her safe. And he's quite a dominant character. Do you understand this? It could be dad or granddad.
Okay, granddad, yes.
Bill? William?
Joseph.
Is there a William or in his name? Joseph William or Joseph Williams? Or is there a Bill or a William around your wife?
Not that I'm aware of. She's adopted.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to give you that name. Okay, so may find it, you may not find it. And I'm with your wife in April, Tom, for some reason. Is there a birthday celebration or a passing in the April time? Or is it with yourself?
April, no.
We've got a gentlemanly connection. No? Think about the April time.
I will.
A gentleman here in spirit had chest problems, very tight chest problems, probably an emphysema or a lung problem.
It may have been her grandfather. I don't know if it was in April or not.
But you'll find that out.
I will.
We're running up for time, my sweetheart. But what I want to say to you?
Can I just ask you, with this move, will it be a permanent move for us? Will we settle in finally? Because we've been like gypsies for the last 10 years.
Yeah, I get fast and furious with this, by the way. I could be Vin Diesel. I'm only joking with that, but I do get fast and furious with it. If you want it to be, it can be. You've got to really settle within yourselves first before you decide personally. It's there for you if you want it. But I'm thinking that maybe you will be there for 2 years. And then there will be a major move, and that will be the final one.
The final move?
Yeah.
2 years, huh?
All right, Tom.
Thank you very much.
All our love to you.
Thank you. Have a lovely day, both of you.
Pleasure. Oh, thank you, Tom. Bye. Hope it all goes well for you, Tom. I'm sure it will. Me and Sarah will send you love and healing.
Oh, okay, what are we going to do now, Jeanette?
Well, we've got another person who is waiting on the line, and I don't know if you want me to start this off, but this is area code 330. We would like to say hello and welcome to Guiding Lights.
Hello.
Hi there. Could I just take your name, please?
Melody.
Melody, oh, that's pretty. Okay, Melody, how can I help you today?
Well, I was just calling just to see if I could get just a reading. It's just general information.
Okay, my love, no problem. Now then, the first thing that I'm picking up around you, Melody, is that either someone needs to say sorry to you, or there's someone from the past who's just either reconnecting with you or you need to let go of. Do you understand that, my love?
Not sure.
Okay, because what I'm picking up on this, it's almost as if, okay, with you, over the last, say, I would say go back to about last summer. There seems to have been a lot going on around you, and you've also learned a couple of life lessons on a very, very personal level. But there does seem to be a bit of conflict going around you at the moment. And I am picking up as well that there seems to be a situation where life is a little bit on the crossroads for you. It's almost as if you know you want to do something to change things in your life, but you're not sure what you want to do. It's that kind of a feeling of, where am I going from here with my life? Do you understand that, my love?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because what I'm picking up around you is that there does seem to be a little sense of withdrawing or withdrawal. So would you say that at this moment you're feeling a little bit withdrawn in yourself? You're not your normal happy-go-lucky self.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, because I feel that this is all to do with something that has affected you. So this is either a bereavement or a breakup or a feeling of being let down, because I feel that it's been that kind of a flat feeling with you, if you understand that. My darling, can I just ask you, what's your date of birth, please?
June 27th, 1973.
Right, so you're a Cancer. I was feeling a water sign. I was drawn more towards Scorpio, actually, with you. But you are definitely a water sign. So you are very intuitive, and you are really very deep. And home and life and family is very, very important to you. So all these things that have been around you recently, I feel there's been a lot of thought and a lot of thinking inwardly. Are you at the moment waiting for contact, or is there a water sign man around you, please?
No.
Because I feel that there's going to be a water sign man coming in around you, which is Scorpio, Cancer, or Pisces. I'm really, really drawn to that. And I'm also really drawn, okay, to a male energy who has passed over coming in around you. Now, this is either your dad or your granddad or an uncle who was like a dad, because I'm getting a lot of strong male fatherly energy from this person. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Because I feel that this guy, okay, when he was on this side, was very down to earth, but he was the type of guy there was no messing with him. He was very straight and direct, very honest, very upstanding, mm-hmm. and well-liked and respected amongst his friends and workmates and family. Do you understand this gentleman, please?
Yes. Oh, yes, an uncle.
Right, okay. Now, this uncle, he felt more like just an uncle, because he seems to be or has had a lot of connection with you in your life. You know, he seemed to be around you quite a lot, darling. Do you understand that, my love?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, his energy, did he have light eyes, please?
Pardon me?
Did he have light eyes, please?
I believe they were green.
Right, because I feel that these eyes were light, and I feel that these eyes were very, very prominent. You would notice his eyes. I feel when he was a younger man, he was a handsome man, and he's coming in around you now saying that there is going to be a change coming in around you, especially on the love and romance front. I feel that I'm either feeling lonely or disappointed. So he's saying that that needs a little bit of work in that area about choosing a different kind of a guy or being a little bit more cautious when meeting people, because what I'm getting with you, it's almost as if, okay, you're a very warm, trusting individual, and you give a lot of yourself and trust, and sometimes it doesn't always come back to you the way that you give it out. So it's just about being a little bit more cautious and reserved, and holding out to see what these people are really like first. Do you understand that, my love?
Yeah,
because that's what he's telling me about for you. I just feel that someone is going to come in around you. I know that you've had a disappointment. You've been thinking a lot about things lately. Things seem to have been really, really, you know, getting you down. You're thinking a lot. But, you know, I am seeing a change and a new energy coming in for you. I'm going to leave your uncle's love there with you. He's talking to me, okay, about younger days, and I don't know why, but he's taking me somewhere where there's a park setting. So I feel that when you was a little child, he would have had a lot to do with taking you out for nice day outs and, you know, just generally spoiling you and making a fuss of you. So he was an important little girl to him, and you are still very important to him now. And he kind of looks over at you growing, and I think what he's saying is missing from you recently is smiling. So that tells me that you need to be more the person you was, because it's almost like as though you've been really down and hard on yourself recently, and he wants you to lighten yourself up and start smiling again. Do you understand that, my love?
I do.
Okay, sweetheart, that's what he's saying. Okay, life is too short and you've got to enjoy yourself. So I feel what he wants you to do is get proactive and get back into the swing of things, because I've got like an isolation feeling when I'm linking into you. So that tells me that there's not much of you socializing and enjoying yourself. It's almost like as though you've resigned yourself to the fact that you need to be on your own. But I don't feel that you need to be on your own. I feel that there's someone coming in very soon, and he is going to be just right for you. And I don't feel you've met the proper love of your life yet. So there is kind of new energies coming in. Someone is actually going to think the world of you. And the message that he's giving me is that you've actually got the world at your feet and you're not seeing what's around you. So it's like, see the beauty that's around you and start really embracing life instead of being sad. And I just want to keep, you know, just want to send that love and that energy of him around you. Eternity, that's what he's just given me, an eternity of love for you, my love. So I'm going to pass you over to Sarah now, but it's been lovely being allowed to connect with you today, darling.
Thank you so much. That meant a lot.
Thank you, my darling. Thank you, my love.
Good morning, Melody. Hi. You're speaking to Sarah. How are you?
Good, good.
Yeah? Whereabouts in America are you, sweetheart?
Ohio.
Ohio, okay. Lovely. Okay, let's have a look and see what I've got with you. I saw the stage, Melody. The stage. Pardon?
A stage?
A stage, that's what I saw visually, clairvoyantly, and almost like a music hall, something to do with somebody liking to go to the dance, or something to do with singing on the stage. Does this resonate with anybody? Pardon?
My daughter.
Okay.
She's nine.
Oh, your daughter. I thought you said I doubt it. Okay, so I've got a feeling that this girl's on the stage. So does she actually do this? Lovely. All right. Financially, has this been a little bit of a stretch for you, sweetheart? Because
somewhat, but it's been okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's almost like, oh, you know, she wants to do this, but I feel this moving out of area with you. Do you understand? So there will be travel with this. Because I feel like she's, I don't know whether she's doing the pageants or whatever it is that she's doing, but I just feel this singing and this dancing, the costumes, the dressing up. And what I want to say to you is that somebody in the spirit world is very proud of her. And this person in the spirit world is either a mother link around you or a grandmother link around you. Okay? And around this person or somebody on earth, I've got really bad headaches. Who is it that has or had the bad headaches?
Well, I have migraines. My mother had them and her mother.
So it's something that's hereditary within your family. Yes. And are they both in spirit, sweetheart?
I'm sorry?
A mom and nan in spirit?
Yes.
My girl. They're in heaven. Okay. They're watching her, and I've got a sense that she's seen them. And I feel that she's seen them together. It's almost like your mom and your grandmother stand together. Okay, I don't know whether the short time before the passings, you know, whether it was 5 years between the birth and passing, I'm not too sure. I don't know whether your mother died young, darling. Do you understand this?
No, my mother is still here. It was my grandmother that passed in 97.
Ah, okay. Who passed around the same time within about 5 years span of your grandmother?
I have a male figure. It would be my uncle.
Ah, because there's two people there, you see. But I thought I'd got two ladies. And I still think that I do have. I've got a taller lady and a shorter lady. The one lady is quite slim and the other lady is quite plump. The taller lady is around about 5'6" and the shorter lady, I think, is around about 5'3", 5'4". So it may be a sister or an auntie or something like that, okay? But just take these two people as coming in on a love vibration around you. And I do feel your daughter has seen two ladies. I don't know whether she said this to you, but I feel that she has. Okay. Is the name Shandy relevant to you?
No.
Weird. Because you know what Shandy is in England? It's an alcoholic drink, which is like a half lager, well, a little bit of lager, a little bit of beer with a lot of lemonade.
Okay,
just to explain that to you, for some reason I saw a Shandy, but just take that. Okay, I also get a July link with you. Is this somebody's birthday or passing?
It's what?
The July link. They're giving me July with you, the month of July. Did somebody pass in July, or is it some sort of an anniversary of a birthday?
July, my father's birthday is in July.
Lovely. They're just remembering and giving evidence there, darling. I do want to give you a name, Mark. Is Mark relevant with you?
Yes.
Lovely. I've got a strong pull with a Mark around you. I feel that I was getting a sense when Jeanette was talking to you that there wasn't a relationship there for you. Okay. And I feel there's somebody you will meet around your daughter's dancing.
Okay.
All right. A connection around your daughter's dancing. And it will be maybe a father of one of the children, okay, who is separated. And I do feel you're quite a shy lady, all right? And when this gentleman comes to speak to you, he will have brown shoes. So I want you to look down and you will see brown shoes.
Okay? I always notice
you. How funny. The brown shoes, my darling, they're like brogues. I like him for you. I don't want you to be shy. I don't want you to run, okay? Because I feel he's quite a tactile kind of guy. You know the ones that touch your arm when they're talking to you, gestate with their hands when they're talking? But he's very warm. He's got a warm heart. And he's got a lot of love to give you, okay? And I picked this up in August. So your daughter's got a competition in August, and I feel this is coming in then for you. All right. Thank you so much for calling into the show, sweetheart. I hope we've helped you today. You will be able to get a copy from the radio. You know, if you click on the link afterwards, give it a little bit of time. You'll have a copy and you'll be able to listen back to your reading. And that will be the same with everybody else as well. Okay, we've got more callers coming in. But thank you for sharing your time.
Just one more really quick question. Do
yes,
you have
you can.
A name of my spirit guide? I came up with a name during that exercise that you guys did.
Okay. I can see a feather, if that's any relevance to you. And I feel I've got
a woman.
Right, okay. I'm not seeing a woman, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I've got a Native American Indian around you. That's
really?
The one that I can see. And I can see a feather. Unless feather connects around this lady and that resonates with you, that's what I can see with you. But wait for somebody else to give you that, because if you've seen her, somebody else will give it to you. All right, darling.
Okay.
Just add a tap on my kettle and that tells me that I'm right.
Thank you so
much. Okay, my darling. Okay, Jeanette.
Oh, that was lovely, wasn't it? What a lovely lady. And I'm so glad that people out there are actually listening to the meditations that we do. And it is a wonderful way of getting in touch with you guides. And just to answer that question, you know, about what the guides are, we have working with us several guides for different parts of our journey. So as Sarah is seeing a Native American around you and you are seeing a lady, that means that there's more coming in for you. So just keep doing that exercise and you will actually meet them all. It's just that they're coming at different times for you. Okay, now we have got another caller on the line and this is area code 956. So we'll say hello and welcome to Guiding Lights.
Hi ladies, how are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, and so is Sarah. Lovely connecting with you on here. Could I just ask you, please, caller, for your name?
Hi, this is Tony.
Tony, okay, sweetheart. Now, Tony, I'm going to start off the reading with you. Okay, right, okay. Now, then what I'm going to do now, is there any area that you'd like me to do on this?
If you could tell me about... I just had a rough weekend.
Oh, okay. Bless your heart. Okay.
Yeah.
Now then, okay, Tony, have you found, okay, that someone has let you down this weekend, darling?
Yes, somebody let me down.
Right, sweetheart, because that's the first thing that I was connecting with. Someone has let you down. I feel that today you're feeling, or tonight, because I obviously you're in the States, tonight you were feeling... very overwhelmed and very disappointed with someone, okay? And it's almost as if your security in this relationship has been really shaken to the very core. And I also feel that this person has showed you a side of themselves that you didn't know that they had. Do you understand that, my love?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, sweetheart. We've all had that sometimes in our life. We've had to deal with difficult, disappointing things, okay? But I feel that the reason why this was shown to you now is for you to see the true face of this person. I also feel that this person wasn't really looking for the same kind of security as you was. And I do feel that this is in the balance. But I've just got to say to you, be strong, darling, okay? Be strong. Kind of really pull yourself into thing, you know, really kind of go with your instincts and stay strong, because there is choices coming in for you. I do feel that this person who has disappointed you at the weekend is going to try to contact you and resolve things. Whether or not you are going to want to take that's entirely up to you. But I do feel that there is going to be another gentleman coming towards you as well. So within the next 3 to 4 months, there is going to be choices. One of these guys is going to be a father figure, and one of them is going to be a little bit older than the other one, but there is going to be 2 choices coming in. And I've also got issues with the house as well around you. But I'm going to have to pass you over to Sarah now, because we are running out of time, my love. It's been beautiful connecting with you, and I'm just going to let Sarah continue with this for the last couple of minutes and say God bless.
Thank you.
Good morning, Tony, sweetheart. Are you okay?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Let's have a look and see what we've got with you. Right, with you, I feel like I'm doing a lot of thinking. You will be, because obviously you've had a lot of upset over the weekend. But I really feel that you need to think clearly about what you want, set your boundaries, and don't cross them. Because I think sometimes you give in a little bit and you can be a little bit soft. Do you understand, darling?
Yeah.
Yeah? And what I will say to you is, they're saying toughen up. I feel like somebody's clapping. Who clapped around you, clapping their hands?
Nobody.
No, I'm clapping my hands, okay? Really weird. It's almost like changing an energy as well. And, you know, if you clap your hands, it's quite a sudden thing to do, isn't it? And I think, you know, to bring that to you is to, like, encourage you to break your train of thought, okay? What I will say to you is that this will be soon forgotten, whatever's happened this weekend, but it could happen again, all right? So this is where we need the boundaries coming in. It's going to take hard work to continue with this. and I feel that you will feel ready to come out around about the month of September with you. Okay? You may be coming in and out and in and out. There is love there, darling, but it's a cycle. Do you understand this?
Well, I kind of lost you. The reason I was, I didn't have the bad weekend, it was because I knew it was Father's Day and I have a daughter. And
okay. Who's the relationship around you? Who's the guy around you?
Nobody.
Ah, okay. Has there been one in the past that has... Somebody's clapping. Who is it that claps? Almost like as a matter of impatience.
I have no idea.
Okay. I feel like there's something... I'm clapping my hands and I can't get over this. I don't want to waste too much time on this either because obviously I want to link in with you and make sure that we're there with you. You want him to bring your dad in, aren't you, sweetheart? Okay. Around a gentleman's energy, I just want to go back to that relationship. I feel like there was a cycle of behaviour that kept coming backwards and backwards and then going back, do you understand, around somebody that has hurt you and upset you. And it's maybe your dad that is telling me about this, okay? And it's probably broken off, you're probably single, but I do feel that that may come back for you, and I just want you to watch for that. Because this guy is telling me for you to set your boundaries and not be so soft in your life, okay? With a gentleman's energy and spirit, I feel very hot, okay? So I don't know whether he had a hot flush or something like that, because my face feels very hot, or I've got a red face. Do you understand this?
I am. You know what? I'm honestly getting me confused. And the person is my dad's living.
Okay.
The person that I'm talking about is somebody who I was married to.
Oh, so and we have got a connection around a relationship then.
Okay. But I'm completely losing on the information. Like, I was married to him. I didn't have a bad weekend. It was more like on my daughter's side because her daddy did not come and get her. And I wanted to see what you can tell me as far as
is the boundaries.
Feeling, yes, this his is, feeling about it. Not mine. I mean, I just feel for my daughter.
I know, darling. But who's the person in spirit who was hot? Hot face, a gentleman. Is this granddad?
Both of his parents are living on his side.
On your side, sweetheart?
On my side, my father's dad is passed.
Right. Who's Tony?
That's me.
Anthony Padu. Oh, that's you, sorry.
Yeah.
Right, let's have a look. I just feel, you know, when I was telling you about boundaries, this obviously connects around this gentleman that you had cycles of behaviour with, which is the father of your child. And what they're saying is, don't be too soft. Do you understand? Yes, it's upsetting for your daughter, and I understand that. It's the same for my children as well. But don't make excuses for somebody. And I know it can be raw for a child, but this person has got to really want to come in and connect in. Okay, what I want to say is I don't see the person changing. He'll come and go. He's got cycles of behaviour, and it's almost like clapping the energy away. But I do feel I've got a gentleman in spirit who's watching over with this, and this gentleman's giving me January as either a birthday or a passing. Do you know who this is?
Birthday in January? No.
Passing in January, sweetheart?
What do you mean passing, like?
Somebody passed spirit?
No, nobody.
Okay, just take that on then, because he's just giving me this January link. Are you feeling disappointed about, you know, what I've given you about the gentleman? You're thinking that he should be coming in, the dad of the child?
Well, I just want to know what his thoughts maybe, or future, what he's thinking, or...
No.
Well, I know you can't tell me that, but...
He's selfish. He comes in and he goes out. That's the feeling that I get with him. And it's very... it's not balanced, do you understand? And I do feel a distance there. And I think to almost like accept that and move forwards with it.
Okay. Is there a divorce or something coming up for him?
Not from what I can see, sweetheart. Not from what I can see. I see separation between you and him, but I can't see divorce around him. And I would move forwards if I were you, my darling. The attachment you have with this gentleman is with the child. As I said, you're right at the beginning, the boundaries, the cycles of behaviour around him. And just almost like build your life. And if he comes in, that's good. If he doesn't, just structure the confidence around your child because you're giving her enough love. Do you understand? She will cope much better than you think she will because children cope. You know, it says as adults that maybe might confuse situations with emotions, but she will cope fine. But there's, I just feel this strong gentleman around you, strong arms, quite a tall man. And I do feel, I thought he was your father, so we're linking with father, okay? Mm-hmm. And boundaries, cycles of behaviour, clap them away and break them. Because it's upsetting, I know it's Father's Day, but, you know, move on and allow somebody in who's kind and somebody who's structured around you, sweetheart. Do you understand?
I think so.
All right, darling. We'll have a listen back afterwards, and see what you can pick up from that. Okay, it's been a little bit fast and furious, but we do give you our love and your daughter too, sweetheart. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, sweetheart. Thank you for calling in. Okay, we're up to the last minute by the looks of it, Jeanette.
I know the show has just flown by again. Yeah. It's been lovely once again listening. To our chats and the callers have been fabulous, and I'm glad that we've given them some clarity and some insight that their loved ones are around them. And I'll be looking forward to the show next week. But everybody who is looking for, you know, to connect to their guide, please listen to that and start connecting on a regular basis because it will fetch that energy forward to you.
Lovely. Well, we wish you a fantastic week. Jeanette, have a lovely week. Very quickly, I would like to mention Woodchester Manor Ghost Hunt in Gloucestershire on the 29th of June. I will be there, and so will the spooks.
Okay, Sarah. Well, it's been lovely working once again, and hopefully everybody's going to have a fantastic week, and I'll see you back here next Monday.
We will. Bye, all.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for being part of the Guiding Light Show. Jeanette and Sarah will be back with you next week at the same time, 9:30 GMT. Meanwhile, contact them direct. Search Guiding Lights on Facebook or check out their websites. Jeanette is available at www.jeanette-kuhn-psychic-tarot.co.uk and Sarah available at www.sarahmaypsychic.com. Until next week, take care.